Richard Margetson on 105.7 ABC Darwin and 783 Alice Springs.
Now, I don't know about you, but I don't know enough about the internet. I've got to say that as I get older, it seems to go faster, and I can't quite work out whether I'm safe to be there. Do you feel safe when you jump online? As technology's advanced at an exponential rate, there's things that intrinsically are going faster, and we're all scrambling to try and keep up. So we're continually relearning and trying to understand the parameters of information security with sites that constantly seem to change the ground rules. Most recently, the well-known social networking site Facebook announced the latest round of changes, calling it the biggest update we've done in a long time, and then mentioning something called frictionless sharing. A lot of people who are in the privacy and security game are expressing some concern about that, and we thought we'd try and find out what we could from Stilgherrian, a writer, broadcaster and consultant based in Sydney, also a tech head as well. Stilgherrian, lovely to have you here to try and clear me up on what's going on.
Oh, my pleasure, Richard, because this is, as you say, a very complicated thing, isn't it?
Well, okay, if I log on to my social media of choice and I start to go, oh, which settings do I need to go? And then somebody sends me a message and says, please, you know, make sure you go to this, and click this and do this and do this. And I start to think, oh, okay, I'll try and keep up with that. Give me an idea, though, about what it is that's happening with frictionless sharing.
Well, yeah, this is Facebook's latest round of revisions to try and get you to reveal more about yourself, because it's good from their point of view, because you've got to remember, when you use a service like Facebook, you think it's free, but in fact it's not. You are paying for it with access to your private information and letting Facebook or whoever it is compile just a dossier, if you like, about what you do online and your interests and your behaviours and so on, and that allows them to let their real customers, the advertisers, more accurately target advertising to you. So the frictionless sharing idea is that Mark Zuckerberg, who is the founder and CEO of Facebook, he reckons that having to click on the like button to say you liked something that someone else posted, well, that's too much effort, because the other person needs to remember to post and say, hey, this is the movie I just watched. Mm. And you have to go, oh, wow, I agree with that, so I'll press the button to say I like that comment. He wants all that, because that's terribly hard work, you must understand. I mean, this is, you know, really, really difficult stuff. Mm. But from Facebook's point of view, that still requires effort. So the idea here is that should you give the appropriate permissions to Facebook or their third-party application plugins, they will just publish a complete stream of data. So not just, for example, if we're talking music, not just the music that you choose to mention to your friends as interesting because you're listening to it, but that'll just... all your music, everything you listen to, gets posted to a stream of activity.
What I get confused about, Stilgherrian, is this. If I log on to one of those sites and I start to use it and I don't reset some of the more intrinsic security settings, am I opting in automatically for some of the things that you're talking about? So what I'm asking is, do I need to actively be involved in setting my own settings so that I can opt out of that sort of process if I want to, or am I already in it no matter what I do?
Well, this is the problem, because some sites act what I think is in an ethical way and leave everything private until you actively choose to opt into sharing, and other places do the exact opposite. They just assume you're happy to share this until you make the conscious decision and notice it and shut it down. Mm. Now, Facebook has a history of doing what I think, personally, is an unethical kind of thing, which they had such, you know, you look back to last year, they had such incredibly complex privacy controls. There were more than 100 different settings that you had to kind of understand if you were trying to lock down your privacy. And every, you know, few weeks, few months, Facebook would say, oh, look, we've changed all that. Here's some new suggested privacy settings to save you the bother of going through. And like, surprise, surprise, their new suggested settings were to make everything available to everyone. Now, I reckon that's unethical.
Now, you've just been out to lunch, and I know you've been out with a couple of information security types and analysts and strategists. Did this all come up in conversation? I mean, it seems to me that it's just gone out into the media in the last few days, and there's a few concerned kind of articles coming out, and there's a few less concerned articles coming out. What's the general feeling amongst the people that you've been talking to today?
Well, it's something that's been, kind of gurgling in the background for some months now, and it's not just this most recent announcement from Facebook. These are guys who are very concerned with security in the workplace, and particularly big organisations or businesses generally. And it's a real problem because people are used to having access to tools like Facebook and Twitter and everything from home. They expect to have access to it in the workplace, and not for slacking off and playing, Farmville and Angry Birds or whatever, but really to stay in touch with their colleagues. And, anyone who is seriously into this knows that, if you've got a problem at work, you ask around your social network and sure enough, someone will have an answer. And they want to work out, how can we allow people to do this, which is a good thing for the business, but at the same time, not let people get fooled into giving away corporate secrets, as it were, or giving away more than they should. Because, there are bad guys out there. So there's a distinct feeling at the moment that, you can't just say no one in the business can access Facebook. Because for a start, it's unrealistic and people will just find their own ways.
You'd have to find ways of 800 million people changing their sort of thoughts about what they're up to.
Yeah, exactly. It's not going to happen. This is the way people interact now. And I keep saying that, more Australians have an active Facebook profile and use it than don't. So this is pretty much is normal now. This is how people interact. This is how they plan their barbecue on the weekend. This is how they organise work functions. So at the moment, there's this real sense of, we know it's important. We know we have to get people to start thinking about this more, to be more careful, but it's more questions than answers at this stage.
It's interesting what you wrote in your latest article, and you bring up something that a guy called Matt Zia wrote in the Wired magazine, and he talks about the impressions he has of as Facebook as a medium, and says it's a reflection of Zuckerberg's character. He honestly believes he's bringing people closer together, and maybe this is one of the ways he's getting closer and closer. Has it shifted from his initial concepts of what the page was about and the social media was about to something different, something more commercially driven, do you think?
Look, I think it has. I mean, where Facebook started was at Harvard University, and it was to be a replacement or an online enhancement for the kind of, this is very American, but it's that year-end, here's a book with everyone's photo and everyone's name and what they're interested in, and it's as a keepsake, so years down the track you can do the old school game and, hey, I was at Harvard with you and can you do me a favour? And he thought, we'll put this online and make it more interactive. But it's kind of expanded out from that quite closed, privileged culture of Harvard University to the real world. And I think one of the things that they've lost in that is that, within that old school environment, what your real name is, who you are, that's something you can trade on. I'm a member of this family and, it's all the old money kind of thing in Harvard. Hmm. Whereas out in the rest of the real world, not everyone has had such a fortunate existence. Not everyone has a story they necessarily want to reveal to the whole world.
But it seems that with Facebook, people do want to reveal everything to every single thing that they do. I mean, it's interesting to see how it has changed people's idea of what should be social and what should be private, and that's obviously still where we're at. We're still dealing with not so much the technology, but also the morality of the technology that we're dealing with these days.
Oh, absolutely. And one of the big problems in this is that within Facebook, like many of the social networking sites, when you make a connection with someone, it's called being a friend with them. And I think most people, you and me, and probably most people listening to this would think, well, how many real friends do you have? Who would you trust to stay at your house and feed your pets while you're away on holiday? And it's probably only a dozen people. And yet, there's this encouragement, to put it mildly, on sites like Facebook to connect with as many people as possible. Mm. And because they're labelled friends, that little light bulb in the back of our head says, oh yeah, this is okay, I'm amongst friends, I can share this personal information. But you're not really.
You're amongst 800 million friends.
Well, that's right.
Look, it's lovely to talk to you. We should do it more often. You're a smart fella, and it's always nice to talk to you.
Oh, look, flattery will get you everywhere.
Yeah, well, so that's why I used it.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, by the way, I've just shared all your information. It's okay if I give you personal information out now, Stilgherrian, like your phone number, what clothes you're wearing, where you're going this evening.
It's all on my website. Find it anyway.
Stilgherrian, he's a writer, broadcaster, and consultant. It's a big discussion going on at the moment about information security. I'm wondering how you feel. Do you feel safer? I mean, we use it, obviously, in the media that we're involved with, but Facebook, that discussion about what we're calling frictionless sharing these days has come up, and it's piqued the interest of a lot of privacy groups, and I think everybody's trying to deal with that idea about what is it that we're doing and who is it that we're telling. Wondering what you're thinking. You could Facebook me if you wanted to. We're online all the time.